You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk. Org.
There's a puppet in my studio, and I'm not talking about Shaun the Sheep.
Halala! Halala! It's so exciting to be here,
my goodness.
Eusebius. It's an honor.
I need shades, Chester. Your eyes are as blue as the DA.
I know, they are. These are literally how it looks if you... I don't want to go there. Helen Ziller's brain.
The last time I saw you, I thought you were brain. Oh, now you're like translation.
I know.
This is like Rachel Dolezal's son.
Full Rachel Dolezal. I mean, this guy, he'll do anything for cash, dude. He'll do literally anything. If he made himself any whiter, he'd have to change his name to Jane Self. Oh...
But I thought the easiest way to make cash is to be like a BEE oak. This
no,
is not WEE.
No, don't lie. Don't I look at Helen. He made me black to get gigs. You are right. That's why he should start a show with Leon Schuster and Helen Ziller. Call it Oh Shucks Unprivileged.
That, of course, is Chester Missing is here with us. Kair until 11 o'clock.
Halala.
Want to say how's it to Chester? How halala? You can give us a call, 011-883-0702. And in Cape Town, 021-446-0567. Chester, you have been, I don't know where you've been. Were you taking a sabbatical?
No, I was hiding inside Sutra Nahamatelo's integrity. Oh, no one knows where that is. It's harder to find than Dudizane Zuma.
Absolutely. And now you've come out whiter than white. It must be from the lack of sunshine inside his integrity.
I'm living in Cape Town. I'm going to change my name to the Trisha DeLille so I can take a bath.
So you've been taking up surfing, dude?
Yeah, I do. Yes. I can't surf because I already float.
Listen, it is wonderful to have you here in Joburg. And you are, again, on the move as well. And I see even Helen Ziller came to your gig in Cape Town.
She did. Isn't that crazy? After the things she and I said, I once told her that she's a rusk. I said, Helen Ziller, you're a rusk. And she said, what do you mean? You're a tough cookie. And then she goes, well, what do you mean, Chester? Omar.
But I was wondering whether... The stamp of approval from Helen Ziller, though, does that mean you've gone all soft?
They've gone all soft. Well, I'm made out of latex. So I'm for sale. I'm wearing Melusi Gardner's ties. I never pretended I wasn't in this for the cash. I want to be fully captured. No, I think that there's a conversation that can be had. I think we need to get people to listen. I want Helen Ziller to hear my jokes. I think that's a good thing. You know, you want people to learn. Knock, knock, Helen, have you heard it? Well, it is. Her voice sounds like the way Day Zero looks. Hello, how are you? Hello, hello. That's the voice of Day Zero. Hello.
Careful. No, she's going to tweet at you.
Yeah, she will tweet. Well, that's her thing, isn't she? Yo, she runs her Twitter account like Sutra Ones Northwest. I love it.
Arthur, how's it?
Hi, Eusebius. I want to ask...
Chester. Speak to Chester. Puppets are people too.
Especially at 702. Oh!
He sounds vaguely Afrikaans, so... Like Peter Mulder or somebody.
Yes, no, I'm just South African guy. How are you?
No, but why are you using this particular accent?
The accent, that's an interesting question, Conrad Koch. Answer that question.
Arthur, your accent, that sounds like a Claremont accent.
Yeah, why did you sound like Julius Malema, for instance?
Because Julius Malema, listen then, I don't do jokes, we laugh at people's accent, and I come out and make a Julius accent, then we're all going to laugh at how he's talking, and with a white guy's hand in my behind, that would be, a revolution of the wrong direction.
Absolutely. 20 minutes before 11, let's take a break.
Eusebius McKaiser on your number one news and talk station.
Behind every white man, I don't know, what is it, like someone of Indian origin or white man behind every puppet? Well, behind Chester Missing, there's a white man.
A white man hiding behind Chester Missing. Yeah, facts are facts, hey?
An anthropologist. See what you do to black people, Conrad.
Sneaky, sneaky busted. since 1652.
Absolutely. Welcome. It's lovely
thanks,
to have
man,
you in the studio. It's good to see you again, my
honor.
Friend.
You know. Yeah, I love engaging. You know it is.
I'm very excited. Let's first start with the business end of things. So, Chester, is about to emigrate to Canada?
Well, no. We just turned. Yeah, he's going. He's gone. Fool, who was that guy who said he was being oppressed and ran to Canada? Remember, there was that guy.
That's right.
A crazy looking guy. He looked a bit like Chester. No, I'm just touring the show. I'm also going to Australia, so I need to get myself a farming thing. No, I'm. You see, what I'm trying to do is make really push my art form to being truly world class.
Yes.
Now, why some of the social satire I'm doing is, and there's no one in ventriloquism doing it in the world, as far as talking to politicians with puppets, a puppet with Chester's kind of mojo. The actual shows, which have been different, are not global topics, and I've created one now after doing Just for Laughs, Montreal, biggest comedy fest in the world. 3 years ago, I've spent the last 3 years. That's why I disappeared from TV and so on. And I'm just going to work on this one show. And that's what the show is now. Puppet Guy. It is getting, I mean, standing ovations, rave reviews. People have seen it out there.
And so when is it starting
the backstage? I just did the backstage. It starts at Joburg Mont Casino on Wednesday, 25 April, and it runs to 27 May. And you book it, CompuTicket, and it's called Ticket, and it's called, or ShopRite, and it's called Puppet Guy. And it standing ovations.
That's a nice long run. Absolutely. Please go and support him. He is one of our best comics. And you obviously take a lot of time out. You think very hard about your art, about your work, which is why it's so absolutely brilliant. And you're very proud of the evolution of this particular show. What has gone into it? Because I saw a couple of people asking you on social media, for example, do you change your jokes if you have to go to Perth or if you go to Canada? And in relation to particularly this show, which I can't wait to see, you are very clear that there's a universality that you are aiming at. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you arrive in Canada and you talk about non-racialism or even New York with African-American audience, non-racialism is not as big a topic as non-racism. So that is an example of how our themes are not that universal. This is the Freedom Charter is very much non-racialism. So a lot of my material, in fact, Chester's I was dealing with him as a racial, you know, as black. He was always racial, but you know, as black guy talking to a white guy. The theme was deconstructing race while pointing out the legacy of apartheid and privilege. Versus now, it's about more dealing with fun jokes and creating a warm space for all types of identities and less about lecturing people, but still with that consciousness. So you won't come to a show where I'm going to shove an opinion down your throat, but the opinion will still be there. It's just a little bit of sugar and chilledness, and suddenly, boom, you heard some nice stuff about non-racism. So about anti-racism. So but because everyone asks me about it, it makes it sound like that's what the show's about. It's not. The show is hysterical. The show is about so when I say universal themes, it's relatable. I do Snapchat on stage, and there's a big cell phone screen, like the size of old Nokia, 2 meters high, and I project someone's face on it, and we're laughing at that and make them talk using Snapchat. So that is a universal joke. You don't have to be any culture. I'm not laughing at anyone's identity. We're just laughing at this ridiculous app.
And there's obviously a difference between world class and universal. I think you are world class anyway. And one can come from a particular.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Afrocentrism in the house. We are world class Africans.
You know, you can read a novel that is authentically about a particular locale without worrying, oh gosh, if someone reads this in Joburg, will they get how this is playing out in Delhi in terms of where the story is set? So you can write a world-class novel set in Johannesburg and someone can still read it in New York if it is compellingly written. But the idea of universality is obviously to make sure that you can travel internationally. Was that the main motivation for putting this together, or was it also in part because, quite frankly, and for very good reason, at various times in Korea, in recent years in particular, you've been hurtful with some of the ways in which people have come to your more opinionated based stuff?
All of the above, really. A problem I have here is that we have a very small country that, you know, we've seen comedy is a middle class activity. You have to pay to go see it. And we have a small middle class. So, and as a ventriloquist, people are unaware of how much work it takes. The most famous ventriloquist in the world, good or bad, is Jeff Dunham. He's huge. And the reason he got so huge is he spent a lot of time to develop his work without being in the glare of the spotlight all the time. Versus here, everyone sees my show and goes, 6 months later, where's your next show? And you're going, you don't understand. I am talking for two people without moving my lips, having a narrative, and have four other characters coming too, with line after line honed to one syllable goodness. So that takes a lot of work. And if I do it about Jacob Zuma and Ramaphosa, the jokes, I can't build it. I can't get global. So I still have those jokes, but the main core of the show is something that I can go tour and therefore do a lot and get good at.
Chester's your most visible puppet.
Totally, yeah.
But he's not your only baby.
No.
Tell us about the other characters.
Thank you, CBS. Well, I've got, you know, other identities, all versions of me. And I like the idea of making puppets out of weird stuff. So I've got an ostrich I make out of two feather dusters and a slipper. And his name's Hilton. Long story how he came to be. He says, "Hello, how are you? My name is Hilton. Hello, chap. Ha ha." And he makes me dance and he's hysterical. I've got a new puppet, brand new, and it's incredible, made by the amazing Jenny Young, the Standard Bank artist of the sort of award winner. Mm. And he's, he's never very nervous because when people clap, he makes him anchors in a mosquito. That's how his dad died. And I've got a DJ puppet who I make out of a hoodie. I literally take my hoodie off, put my feet in the sleeve so his hands are my feet, and I DJ. I really DJ, and the hoodie part is his face. Cool. He looks like a Muppet. It sounds crazy, but he really looks alive, and he really does DJ. And I've got like Jacob Zuma going, "Gupta Money on Kandla," and then that song, "Turn Down for What?" It's hilarious. I got Helen Ziller going, "When I was the mayor," and then that song Toto, "I missed the rains down in Africa." When Helen Ziller was in the audience, it was an explosion with that episode.
She's capable of laughing.
Yeah, she is. No, she can.
She can be a good sport.
She can be a good sport, yeah.
Janine, hello.
Hi. Yes, thanks for taking my call. I couldn't resist calling in. I think Conrad will never remember me, but not just a couple of months ago, probably in October, he was actually a second choice. Our first choice comedian wasn't available, and I didn't know.
Thank you for that.
No wonder he doesn't want to remember you.
Joking. No, she's obviously a nice.
No, go ahead, Janine.
So the reason I'm calling is that his show was totally hysterical. So I didn't know what we were going to expect at this event because we had invited a number of important guests.
And Trevor Noah couldn't make it.
Something like that. I just want to say I totally am a fan, and I didn't really take to the puppet thing in the beginning, and when someone said to me, "Oh, let's get this, Conrad, etc. I didn't know what to expect, but it was worth every cent you paid, and more.
Thank you,
and
Janine.
Conrad, I absolutely love what you did.
Thank you,
our customers and the entire audience, they were totally hysterical. So you had us going. You made the event a huge success.
Thank you, Janine. Mm-hmm. Where can we send the brown envelope?
Yes. I paid it if I... No, I'm joking. Thanks, Janine. That's really nice of you.
But
really
like what used to happen... Remember when the ANC Youth League still existed, when it was still a thing?
Yes.
If you interview them, you will always have like 20 ANC Youth League people ready to call into your show.
Yes.
Ask softball questions like backbench MPs.
Yes. Janine's my stratcom. Thanks, Janine.
She is your stratcom.
Thanks, Janine. That's really awesome.
Henny, kuya mora.
Good morning, Eusebius. I'm calling from Langebaan, and I just want to say to Gauteng, they cannot afford to miss this show. I've seen Chester and Conrad the other day in the comedy club in Cape Town.
And how was it?
It was amazing.
Thanks, Henny. Bye-bye, donkey.
It was rarig, rarig, baie speciaal. It was my idea van. It changed my idea of what comedy is totally.
Oh, wow. That's
amazing.
Praise.
What an honor. Thanks, Henny. I appreciate
that. Wow. That's high
praise. And I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure who was a puppet and who was Conrad or Chester.
I'll tell you a little secret, Henny. Conrad is jealous of Chester's fame.
Not
sometimes Conrad gets booked by clients only to find out when he arrives at a hotel, if it's an overnight gig, that Chester missing has in fact been booked into the hotel.
It's not a lie, Henny. It's a real thing.
No, congratulations, Conrad.
Thank
it was
you, sir.
Amazing.
I appreciate that. Thank
Conrad,
you.
Conrad, is it harder to try and put together a show that has the kind of universal facility that you're talking about when, and this is part of the basis of our friendship, quite apart from me interviewing now as a broadcaster.
Yeah,
you are a political animal through and through, right? I mean, you are the quintessence. You could have been an academic. You could have done a PhD in anthropology and teach it. So has it been harder for you to shift? And I can't wait to see this because I'm asking this question from a position of ignorance. I'm going to see the show over the next couple of weeks.
No, for me, this show is profoundly political. It's okay. Just that, you see, we in South Africa, we love performing our politics for our target market. So look at me. I'm so woke. Look at me. I'm so off the
forum. So very literal.
We're very literal about it. As for me, joy is a revolution, and there's anthropology on the politics of joy. If you can make people happy.
Hold on. Joy is a revolution.
It is a revolution. I know it sounds like a Hewlett Packard.
Amandlan, what did we say in Santon?
So where to? Thank you for ball barking that joke.
No, but that's a very important point, though. The politics of every day.
Yes. And you know, when you create my aim with Chester, of course, was to make Afrocentric humor that would create a cultural space where people of color would particularly feel more like the culture lent in that direction, because so much of corporate space is not that. The CEO tells his golf jokes, basically. Now, with this show, I've gone for, let me make something that doesn't so overtly assert a statement about politics and allows it to exist more gently so everyone can watch the show. So there are two reasons for that. First reason is, if the show was a lecture about anti-racism, there's no point lecturing black people about anti-racism. They don't need to hear what everyone says. So this show is easier for white people to watch, and I understand why that could be an issue. Sure. But it is.
Well, there are different ways to come to it, right? It sounds to me like, I don't want to put it in these terms. I love you both. And I don't want people to think that we have a conspiracy against them to make them more woke. It's like you either hit them with John Flismas as the good racist or with Puppet Guy.
Yes, exactly. So if you're going to understand the show in those terms. But that being said, to create a show that's all about white people is actually quite racist. So this show is fun because everyone can enjoy it. You don't need to even know what a ventriloquist is. That's why it's called Puppet Guy.
Did you hear that, Conrad? Conrad is saying a show about white people only would be completely racist. Conrad, kom haste men, sir.
Eusebius Makaiser on 702 and Cape Talk.
No, I need context.
I know. If you want to squeeze in a quick question, give us a call. Got a couple of minutes left with him. 011-883-0702 in Jersey and Cape Tonians, 021-446-0567. How do you research this kind of stuff besides just living consciously?
Well, you know, I'm reading constantly on where the zeitgeist is at. So for me, I feel like there are plenty of black people speaking for themselves. They don't need me to speak for them on racism. Doesn't mean I shouldn't talk about racism, but to be the loudest voice. Remember, you know, like we had this Ahmed Kathrada Award, which I phoned you before I got and said, yeah, I don't even know if I should take this thing for fighting racism, because it makes me the loudest voice in the room, which is a privilege. You know, that's just the story, the narrative. So in that way, it needs to not be about me. And I'm not trying to diss John Shaw. I think that was an incredible piece of work. Huge respect for him. But I've been on this path for like a decade, so I need to now just negotiate. My entire brand became a racist conversation.
That's true.
So, as well as that, for my own sanity, I've made friends with myself. Chester and I used to fight all the time, and this incredible director, Chris Weir, helped me to structure how can you just be friends with your puppets. So this show is incredibly joyful. It honestly is so much fun. I put a lion mask on someone, which you've seen before, but now it's way better, where the lion hunts someone in the audience. It's silliness. I've got, you know,
I can feel your comfort, dude. I can feel it in the words that you use, the way you're speaking. So you don't feel like you're going to do battle on stage.
Yeah. And I think that is a lot to do with what, for me, that's a South African conversation. Sure. I can be a white guy in South Africa and be, and know what's happened and deal with it, but then not agonize about it. So that there's a more rapport, a more worthy relationship. And I mean, if we're going to, just to finish on race, many of my friends of color don't need to hear about race all the time because they live it all the time. So often they just want to release something joyful. So that's what
that's
I mean.
Also true.
So this is comes out and says, dudes, let's just laugh. So Chester does jokes about cricket. He does jokes about Ramaphosa, but he also does jokes about cricket and milk and nails me and what it's like to travel with me and how does he fit in his suitcase.
I hope he doesn't get lost on the way to Canada.
Yo, dude.
Stay away from what was it,
Air France? Got lost coming back from there last time. Oh, yeah, Air France. Chaos.
Okay, just tell us again, where can we buy tickets?
You buy them at CompuTicket or ShopRite. The show is at Monte Cassino. It is called Puppet Guy. It runs from the 25th of April to the 27th of May, and the reviews and standing ovations have really been profoundly exciting, so I really hope my Joburg friends can come see this.
Congratulations, dude. You've had a stunning career behind you already, and all the best with this particular one.
Sincerely, thank you, Eusebius.